Well, the Sydney Thunder, they've had a fantastic, you could say, back half of the season. They've got some wins on the board. They're going to be playing finals cricket, and a gentleman who is travelling with the squad today, I believe, to Hobart is Chris Green. Welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast.
Thanks for having me, Jen.
No, not a drama. Look, Chris, firstly, you are travelling. What's the mood like in the squad, mate? You must be pumped to play Hobart.
Yeah, as you say, hopefully we've timed our runs to perfection, and we hit the final series running. Everyone's really excited. You know, at the start of the season, we talk about playing finals cricket, and with this year with the top five going through into a newly revamped final series, we've given ourselves the best chance to get in there. Now it's up to us just to, you know, win. If we win today, we've got the potential to get on a hot run and go all the way. So everyone's really excited about the game tomorrow night.
I've got to ask, mate, obviously in early January, you were banned by Cricket Australia for 90 days because of that illegal action. Firstly, how are you? Are you okay? Secondly, how's the process been since that ban?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Thanks for asking. I think, look, the hardest days actually are the days where there's games of cricket on, whether it be for the Thunder or, you know, other games that I've been playing as a batter, because I'm obviously restricted in doing what I usually love to do with the ball. But I'm absolutely loving the training I'm doing at the moment. It sort of feels like it's pre-season, and, you know, I've got plenty of motivation to get back and, you know, we'd make the changes that are necessary to one, get cleared, and two, from a long-term perspective, you know, keep me in a good stead and open up new avenues with the ball. So it's really exciting. The process pretty much since it all came out is I've been training every day with my coach just about, and there's obviously a carrot at the end of it is that my IPL team has been really supportive still, so I'm doing everything I can that's getting me out of bed at the moment to train and come back bigger and better, and obviously then with an eye to next big bash as well, be in a good place to contribute to the Sydney Thunder.
Well, you sound like you're handling it very well, Chris, and given, you know, what you've gone through and then to be travelling with the squad and getting right behind them and putting behind your own disappointments, I think that's the mark of a great man, and for yourself to be doing that, that's wonderful. But to play against Hobart, this squad, why can you beat the Hurricanes tomorrow night?
Cool, that's a good question. I think, look, obviously they're a class side as well, and I actually think this is going to be the hardest game of the final series, whether, you know, hopefully we go all the way into the grand final. But as I said, if you get through this one, you've got the potential to get on a little bit of a hot run. We fly to Adelaide, obviously, with the confidence and excitement of winning a knockout game, and you get a bit of, you know, steam in the engine and can knock them off. And then you play a losing side of whoever loses between the Stars and the Sixers. So you can sort of take advantage of that. So that's why I think this one's arguably one of the toughest games of the final series. They've got a class outfit. Darcy Short and Matt Wade, to me, watching on the sidelines, are going to be the two wickets that I run fastest on the field to bring drinks to the boys when we get them out. So I think they're the biggest threat. If we can get them out early and get into their middle order, I think that'll be key. And I guess they're probably planning a similar way. You know, Alex Hales is in great form at the moment, and Usman Khawaja and Callum Ferguson are due with the bat as well. So there's some good matchups at the top of the order for both teams, and it could come down to who bowls better on the night.
Two-pronged question for you individually. When will we see you back? And secondly, that process you were talking about with the testing, what do you actually need to do and how does it work?
Yeah, so my 90-day ban from bowling through Cricket Australia is up at the end of the first week of the IPL, I'm pretty sure, from what I know. So it's in sometime in March where I have to get retested to be cleared to bowl. And the process of how it works is basically I got reported in the game, had to go up and get tested within 14 days. And because my technique actually was out in that game, I have to then replicate the way I bowled in that game and not previous games. So if you're deemed that you don't replicate how you bowl in a game, then that's an automatic fail test anyway. So I had a few balls that were of my fast delivery that were marginally over. Some were good and some were marginally over. So we're talking sort of 1 or 2 degrees, which is obviously very minuscule to the human eye, which is a good and bad thing. Good thing is that obviously don't have to change too much, but the tough thing is that 1 or 2 degrees to the human eye is really tough to get a gauge on. So I'm able to gain access to the technology at different stages throughout the process to sort of see how I'm tracking and the changes that I'm making are, you know, aligned with what's needed to, as I say, get me cleared and then hold me in good stead for my future career as well.
Did it come out of the blue for you, Chris, or, you know, were you warned in the past that, you know, they were watching your action? And how did it sort of unfold and did it take you by surprise?
Yeah, by complete surprise, to be honest with you. You know, I've been playing a number of seasons now in the Big Bash and in various tournaments overseas, you know, loving absolutely everything I do and playing a key role with the ball. And this is the first time that there's been any, you know, doubt for me. I've gone on, you know, you go on training camps and no one in your team or coaches or academy sort of mention anything to you. I had a spin camp with Cricket Australia at the start of 2019, and you know, all my stuff was on footage and on file. And unfortunately for me in this game, my technique broke down, which made it worse than it is probably in a couple of deliveries. And as I say, because you have to replicate that, it opened it up to more of a range. And that's basically how it all happened. So it's a big surprise, but you know, I'm not bitter about the process at all. I see it as a great opportunity just to sort of stop, smell the roses and a little bit and refocus on what I want to do. And I think it's a massive opportunity for me to work on my batting as well and come back as a more genuine all-rounder.
All right, so you go to the IPL after this bowling ban. Then you have a blinder, he is hoping. What about ambitions for the World Cup, the T20 World Cup? That must be a huge goal this year.
Yeah, look, playing for Australia would be an absolute dream come true. You know, I've got extra motivation now with this little speed bumps to come back and, you know, as I said, come back bigger and stronger. That's what every cricketer playing the Big Bash at the moment sort of has their hopes on, and good performances can sort of throw their name in the mix and you know, sort of be that smoky in the squad. The beauty for me is I've got a couple, if all goes well, I've got a couple of competitions in the lead up to the World Cup to, you know, showcase that, one, the changes that I've made haven't taken away from what I do, and two, hopefully put some good performances on the board and put pressure on some guys that are doing really well on that team already.
All right, Chris, enjoy your time in Hobart, mate, with the team. Hopefully they can get the job done for the squad and it rolls on to the finals, and then good luck with the IPL, mate. Let's hopefully, we might be able to hopefully chat to you through that process as well.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you guys having me on, and thanks for all your kind words as well. It means a lot.